this goes to Madison McKenzie, M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, P-A-C, fax 989-954-5329, regarding Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R. Date of birth is 1/23/1957. Dear Miss McKenzie, this is a consultation for Mrs. Cotter, who was sent for evaluation of fluctuating creatinine levels. Her main concern is her lymphedema that has been diagnosed in her lower extremities and feet up to her knees. She has been referred to physical therapy and has had massage therapy as well as compression therapy. She was sent to make sure to this clinic to make sure that the lymphedema is not related to kidney function, or to rule that out or in. And she denies any headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She did see her cardiologist, Dr. Kerposman, locally, and he did an echocardiogram and a stress test. And she reports that both were normal. We will get those reports from Dr. Kerposman's office. And also at the top of this letter, could you please add another provider? It should be Dr. Kerposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. His fax number is 989-956-4105. And then in the when I say dear Miss McKenzie and Dr. Kerposman, please change that part initially, and then we'll go back to the rest of the dictation. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no ulcerations, lesions, or redness of the lower extremities, and she does have support hose, knee-high support hose that she wears daily. Past medical history is significant for lymphedema in the lower extremities, hypothyroidism, hypertension, prediabetes. And she denies a history of any blood clots. Past surgical history, she's had a cholecystectomy. She's had two ligations in the veins of her right leg. Also colonoscopy, and she gets those every 5 years due to history of colon polyps. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is single, and she lives with her father, who is 95 years old, and physically weak, requiring some assistance in the home. And she's a retired medical receptionist. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, thyroid disease, cancer. Both parents had congestive heart failure and kidney stones. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to clindamycin. Medications, she's on diazide 37.5/25 once a day. Euthyrox is 137 microgram daily, and vitamin D3, 5,000 units once daily. She's not using any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs, and Lasix has been tried twice for the lymphedema, and it actually causes a worsening of lymphedema as well as a 10-pound weight gain within 1 week. So she seems to be intolerant of Lasix for the lymphedema. Physical exam, height is 68 inches, weight 273 pounds. Pulse is 78. Blood pressure is left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 136 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula, clear drainage, and some cobblestoning noted in the posterior pharynx. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no palpable masses, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, she does have the support hose on from toes up to her knees, and those seem to be controlling the edema in the lower extremity very well. No edema above the knees, and a few varicose veins noted in the inner upper legs. And labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done 11/19/2025. Creatinine actually got back to a normal level of 1.0 with estimated GFR greater than 60. October 8th of 25, creatinine increased to 1.3 with a GFR 45. August 18th, 25, creatinine 1.09, GFR 55. And 2/14/25, creatinine 1.07, GFR 57. And back to 11/19/25, sodium was 141, potassium 3.4. Carbon dioxide 30, calcium 9.3, magnesium was 1.9, 10/8/25, the albumin 3.7, liver enzymes are normal, TSH 1.71, free T4 is 1.5, her hemoglobin is 12.0, normal white count, normal platelets, and albumin level August 18th, 25 is 4.0, calcium 9.1. Potassium 3.3, sodium is 141, carbon dioxide 30. She had some thyroglobulin antibodies that were elevated at 159, as well as thyroid peroxidase antibodies 154. And our last year analysis with microscopic was in 2021, and that was negative for blood, negative for protein at that time. And she did have a thyroid biopsy done because of thyroid nodules, negative for malignancy. Assessment and plan, history of elevated creatinine level, which is currently back to normal, and also she has thyroid antibodies in labs and may need an endocrinology referral for further evaluation. Since labs are back to normal, we would recommend that you follow the creatinine levels every 3 to 6 months. The lymphedema is most likely not renally related because the albumin level is normal, and creatinine levels, again, are normal, and there was no protein in the last year analysis. It would be helpful to check a microalbumin to creatinine ratio periodically. This is most likely elevated periodically secondary to diuretic use as well as obesity. And the patient will need to have slow, careful weight loss consistently. She would not be opposed to using GLP-1 inhibitors, but those are very difficult to get for people over the age of 65, unless they're diabetic. Generally, it's not covered for weight loss It had not been, at least as of 2025. But she would be willing to try them if that is something that would be covered. So labs should be monitored every 3 to 6 months by your practice, and we will keep her on standby for follow-up since kidney function has returned to normal. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.